Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, a Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to You've Got Hanks. This is the podcast about Colin Hanks. My name is Rachel, and today I'm very excited because I have one of my best friends forever, my BFF's besties. She is a children's television writer, and we met in college. It's Jaya Ramdath.
Hey, hi.
Hey.
That is the nicest intro ever, and you kept it secret.
What? It was true, though. You are one of my favorite people and BFF besties for life. Yeah. Or as they say in Euphoria, bitch, you're my soulmate. Haven't seen it.
Just discussed, but thanks for leaving me out.
Just kidding. Wow. Well, Jai, you are here today to talk about Colin's movie, No Stranger Than Love, from 2015.
Oh my God, that's when it came out.
Yeah. That was the year my dad died.
You should just not watch any films from that
year. I know. It's just it's funny for me to laugh about it. I know everyone else gets, okay. Anyway, No Stranger Than Love. Had you heard about this movie before I asked you to do this episode?
No. And yeah. I honestly was happy to like watch it having no context. I didn't look up anything about it when I watched it. I felt like that would make it funner.
Yeah.
But sorry, no.
Yeah, no, I had never heard of it either. This falls into the category that Colin is known for, which is like, I guess, indie films that no one's ever heard of, which he does a lot. And then also, he also checks off another box of like character who's not really there.
Literally.
Yeah. He does have a big part in this movie, but it's also not a big part, if you know what I mean. The synopsis from IMDb is, what is stranger than the big hole that opens up in Lucy Sherrington's living room floor? As it turns out, love. Is that a good synopsis?
No.
No, that was, I can't, reading that. That was my first time reading it. As I was reading it, I was like, this is not good. Maybe this is like someone's log line for it. This is how they pitched it.
And it got bought? Like, great. Yeah. We're all going to have really good luck.
Honestly, this movie felt like this synopsis sounds like a pitch in like a college film class where it's like, it's about a girl who has a hole open up in her living room and a man falls in it. Like, and everyone would be like, oh, wow, that's so deep. Is there a scene where she's naked in a bathtub? I feel like that was the go-to for everyone in college, was a scene with a naked woman in a bathtub, because that means something.
That was so awkward. I remember, like, even, what is it, all of the, not even the writing, but just, like, the producing classes. It was just, like, these random scenes of, like, girls in underwear. And it's just, like, why?
It's artistic. It's artistic, Jaya. It means something.
It just needed to happen.
Yeah. I still remember in one of those classes, someone pitched an idea where this girl has to make 100 paper cranes and then she just burns them. And I was like, what's the point of this movie? And there's like, well, it's just the visual of 100 paper cranes. And I was like, 100 paper cranes isn't that much.
So, like poster board paper cranes.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what the point. And then everyone had, I don't know. But luckily, this movie does not have a woman naked in her bathtub.
I literally thought of this when they had the scene where he was like, okay, we're both going to take all of our clothes off.
Yeah.
like talk to each other, and I was like, there it is.
Yeah. I feel like, so this movie stars Alison Brie. I feel like she is overly sexualized as an actress.
What?
She's in Community, and I know that they play up her like, oh, she's like a little girl, adult woman. I don't know. I don't know.
I never really thought about that. I just thought like actresses in general.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, not all actresses, because if I was, you know, an actress in Hollywood, I would not be overly sexualized. I'd be like more like the Melissa McCarthy type, where you play the really gross woman 'cause you're funny, and then, you know, eventually they give you a leading role, maybe. I don't know, Hollywood.
It's changing that right now. But no, yeah, it's like one of two, it's yeah, two groups. You're either the that or the sexualized one, but
Yeah, the one where they're like, well, you're gonna be in your underwear in this scene. But why? I don't know.
I just, this makes me remember, I mean, I always knew I wanted to do the production side of film, but when I first graduated and I was still looking for work, like my roommate at NYU, she was like a theater education major. And so when we were still in school, she was like, oh, I'm gonna go sign up for casting networks. Like, you should come. And I was like, sure. And so I did. And I didn't think I would ever do it. But then they called me like right after I graduated. And they were like, we're doing this film and we're looking for extras. And they're like, we're looking, because they had my picture and everything. And they're like, we're looking for adults who can pass as children, but like really nerdy children.
Wait, this was the Tina Fey Paul Rudd movie, right?
Yeah. I was like, LOL. Like,
Yeah,
that's what I that's the group I would be. I would be the child character that you don't have to pay, like you don't have to worry about like all the union rules for children.
yeah. Honestly, you could probably get a role on Sex Lives of College Girls.
Thank
Because
you.
you
I
you
think.
still look like you could be in college. You could even get a role on Never Have I Ever. I'm just thinking of
Wow.
shows that I've seen recently. Euphoria. I would say Euphoria, but I know that you don't like it. What else? When To All the Boys Was Around, you could have been in To All the Boys.
Okay, well, you also like
Do
me.
I
You still look
look
like
like I?
we look like ch put us together and we would help each other.
Yeah.
Look like children.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all I want. That's all I wanted to hear. I brought you on this podcast so you could tell me that I look young. Thank you.
I love it though. That just means when we're like 40, everyone's gonna be like, oh, look at the 26-year-old.
Yeah. Their hair is gray, but no. That's why I'm dyeing mine.
To
No,
look at.
I want to, yeah. I
Sorry.
want to keep working in when I'm older, and I don't know. Anyway, so Colin is in this movie, No Stranger Than Love. It also stars Justin Chatwin, who I isn't he in? He's in something. He looks very familiar.
He did earlier.
He is hold for okay. So he's been in his top credits on IMDb: Dragon Ball Evolution, he plays Goku. War of the Worlds, he plays Robbie. Oh, that's the thing. Have you been at the Universal Studios backlot?
I don't know. No.
Oh, isn't that the they have the War of the Worlds set at Universal? Is yeah, where they have like a huge plane in the back of Universal. You gotta go to the Universal Studios backlot tour.
It's true.
They have like a whole set left over from War of the Worlds, where it's just like catastrophe. There's like huge real life plane that's just been looks like it crash landed into like a neighborhood. It's very cool. So he was in that. He was also in The Invisible and Taking Lives. He was also in Orphan Black, Shameless. I think that's where I've seen him. Shameless.
I think that's the most popular.
Yeah, but it's not on his top IMDb credits. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
Is it?
Maybe it's because he was only in like one season. I don't know.
Really quick. You could be workable.
What? Adorkable?
That's like another category.
Like a Jess from New Girl, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
If you're being sarcastic, I think it's a compliment.
No, it is. I feel like people get really annoyed by those kinds of people, though, if they're too like.
They're just jealous.
Yeah, y'all are just jealous of me and my bangs.
Okay, we can go back. Okay. No. What's his
face? And then Colin plays Clint Coburn. Okay, so basically what this movie is Alison Brie's character, Lucy, lives in this small town where every man is in love with her. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, it made me feel uncomfortable only because all of the men that were in love with her were not great. But that is also my dream, is to live in a town where all the men are in love with me, but only if they're like really good looking.
It creeped me out when it was the guy at the hardware store, the really old one.
Oh yeah, he was creepy. Yeah, I loved the one where he planned out how to have a conversation with her on the phone based on what responses she would give to different questions. It was like one of those like quizzes in one of those magazines. It was like, oh, she said, it's like, have you read the book yet? She says, no. Okay, well, I just really wanted to know your thoughts on this. So once you do have those, I would like to know them. And then the funniest part was when she was like, okay. And then he was like, okay, have a great night. Goodbye. And he was like, oh no, I said it too quickly.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
When it started, the movie at the beginning, I was like, oh, this is really, really funny. How have I not heard of this before?
Yeah. But, yeah. Then it was a weird movie where like it definitely wasn't based in reality because there's a hole that pops up in the middle of your living room. But also like everyone is kind of like quirky, like these aren't real people. So it was surreal. I don't know if that's, I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
But that scene specifically with the, what was his name? Vernon?
Yeah, Vernon.
That made me think of like, I was like, this is like millennial struggles because we just won't call anyone. I could see this happening for us like in real life, not for dating, but for like calling the doctor to make an appointment.
Yeah.
Say this.
Yeah. I've definitely like jumped the gun in like talking to people on the phone because I like know what's next. It's like, okay, thank you. Have a great day. Goodbye. And then like it's like.
Like I didn't say.
Yeah. Even when I'm talking to someone, like I'll call like, I don't know, like ordering food. Like during the pandemic, sometimes I'd have to call local places to order for pickup or something like that.
Yeah.
That was when I really wanted to support a specific location because I normally would not do that. But I would have to call the order, and then it would be that thing where like they ask you a question and then you answer it and then you wait for them to respond or something. Like it was like something where like you wait for the conversation to end and you want them, since they're the people that are like kind of like asking you all the questions, you want them to be like, well, thank you, have a great day, and then I can just say bye and then hang up, you know. Yeah. But like it was that thing where it was waiting for it, like they weren't saying it and I wasn't saying it, so I was like, well, I guess I should end the conversation.
Plot twist.
Yeah, but it's like they're the ones who need the information, so they need to tell me when they've got all the information and the conversation can end. I shouldn't be the one to be like, okay, well, I'm gonna go now, bye, right? It should be them.
It's like, well, did you get everything you needed?
Yeah.
Like, how am I supposed to know?
Yeah, so I'm like, should I hang up now? I don't know. It was just weird. I hate when that happens. Yeah, I'm just waiting for them to say, okay, thank you, have a great day, okay, bye. I don't know. Conversations are weird. But yeah, I related to Vernon a lot. I liked him a lot as a character. But and then there's like the weird cop, ACAB, who, but it felt like everyone was being real creepy and I didn't like it. And then it seemed like she was not interested in anyone. But then Colin Hanks comes over and they're going to start an affair. He's like another teacher at the school that she works at. And that's when, huh?
The gym teacher specifically.
He's the gym teacher, which Colin does not look like he's a gym teacher. and then
really usually look that fitting.
Yeah. I don't know. Middle school, we had some really fit gym teacher.
There's two different kinds. There's the
old man who's been there for years and definitely is not fit. And then there's like the really fit guy who definitely like peaked in high school and is like really trying to get back to it. I'm just trying to think of the other ones that we've had. And then there's like the women who are like really mean. And I'm like, why are you so mean?
Aww.
You're bullying me and I'm a child. but yeah. Anyway, yeah, Colin is the gym teacher. They come over and then she's like, I don't know. And he's like, well, let's get naked and then confess our feelings for each other. And then he says, I love you. And that's when he falls into a hole.
Or was it when she said that she loved? No, she said that she loved him and then he fell.
Oh, because it was a lie.
Okay. When that happened, I was like, oh my God, this is like a metaphor for like she probably has issues because like every time she loves someone and confesses her feelings, they leave her.
Oh, no. Every
time she's emotionally vulnerable. Men leave her. That's it. And I was like, wow, this film is so deep and it's funny. And then I was so wrong.
Yeah. I still don't know what the point of the hole is. It just is a hole. It's just there was no point to the hole. It just was like a weird, wouldn't it be funny if like a hole, if a man was stuck in a hole, a whole movie, I think that was the pitch. And then they, but basically he gets stuck in a hole. Then she has to get him out of the hole. And in my head, I imagine it like when Alice in Wonderland is falling down the rabbit hole, but she is just like falling forever.
Mm.
It's like constantly feeling, oh, it's kind of like in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey when they go to hell and they're just falling forever and it feels like they're falling forever.
Oh, I have to rewatch that. I love that movie, but I haven't seen it in a really long
time. Oh, it's so good. When they go to hell and they each have their own hell and one of them is the deacon. You stole Deacon's Easter basket, and it's the Easter bunny chasing him. That's Ted's hell. Very funny. And then they both are worried about going to military school. And the guy's like, you both are silky boys. You come out of the butts of Chinese worms. Something like that. I don't know.
With the Grim Reaper, or was that?
Yeah, with the death. Yeah. Yeah, and then they have to play death in order to leave hell. Oh, yes,
I remember that.
And he's like, you have sunk my battleship. And then...
I'm going to watch that tonight.
Yeah, it's so good. I could talk about Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey instead of this movie.
It's kind of like a sub podcast for Keanu Reeves. He's like...
Yeah. He's got so many movies, though, that I really can't commit to all of that. Because he's also, recently, he's done a lot of a lot of movies. He did Always Be My Maybe. Remember that?
I was just gonna bring that up. How could you, like, that's gotta be one of the best roles he did, even though, you know, he was in it. But that's just that was amazing.
Yeah. I think I saw him once when I was living at Second Street, the Second Street dorms. He was eating at the Roosevelt Hotel, which was right next door. And I think he was eating alone. And I walked by and I was like, that was Keanu Reeves. And he was eating alone.
But that's like so him, you know? It's just like enjoying life.
Yeah.
Living to the fullest. He can sit and eat by himself and take in everything around. I don't know.
Yeah. Love him. Also, I love him because he's also biracial Asian, right? He looks white, but he's Asian.
Okay, I actually don't know what I know. He's like, he's part Hawaiian, right? Or am I being
he's his American father is from Hawaii, and he is of Native Hawaiian, Chinese, English, Irish, and Portuguese descent. His paternal grandmother is Chinese Hawaiian. His mother was working in Beirut when she met his father. Whoa. So he is Hawaiian, Chinese, English, Irish, Portuguese. So yeah, he's kind of like me, right?
Yeah.
Because my grandma is Japanese Hawaiian because she's from Japan, but she grew up and she was born in Hawaii. So we're the same.
Conclusion.
We look the same, right? We're literally the same amount of Asian. So, you know, everyone, that's the thing that I'm like, I know I've derailed this conversation, but I don't think people like include me in their Asian community. But as soon as I reach Keanu level, I feel like people will include me. It's that thing of like, it's fine. It's fine.
You need to belong somewhere, Rachel.
I that's the thing. I don't feel like I belong anywhere. I'm sure white people will let me belong with them, but sometimes I don't want to belong with them. Sorry.
Oh. Comment.
Yeah. No, but it's like, it's that thing of like, well, I don't fit in this way, and I don't feel like I am just this. So like, where am I? And I'm not anywhere until I'm Keanu Reeves level. And then everyone wants me. Everyone wants to claim me. And it's like that's, you know, more than making my parents proud. It's I want to be so famous that when I do something, some like Instagram account that's about like Asian people is like, Rachel did this. And I'm like, I'm included. That's really sad.
It's good to have dreams.
I know. My dream is to just belong.
Rachel, you gotta work on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to belong. You know what? More and more people are biracial like me. So that's where we're heading towards. So I am the voice of the biracial people. We want to belong. Let us belong somewhere. Stop gatekeeping. Let us girl boss. anyway. Yeah. Anyway, no stranger than love.
but I was gonna say, when you were like, everyone's in love with her, and it's like this quirky small town. She immediately, in like the first 10 minutes, she reminded me so much of Rory Gilmore.
Oh yeah,
this is like a Stars Hollow town where everyone puts her on a pedestal, and every guy she meets is in love with her. And I was just like. Except here she realizes her flaws and apologizes.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, she's different from Rory.
Yeah.
And the cheating. Rory.
Yeah.
Rory.
But she doesn't cheat. She right. The hole allows her not to do that.
See, there was no hole in Star's Hollow.
Yeah.
Stop Rory from cheating.
Yeah.
Sorry, spoiler alert if anyone hasn't seen Gilmore Girls, but I feel like at this point.
Yeah, at this point, you should know that already. Unlike you, I did watch the trailer for this movie before to try to get an idea of what it was about so that I knew that I wasn't asking you to do a weird movie. And it looked like it was going to be a movie about how Colin falls in a hole. And it made it seem like Colin was her boyfriend and he fell in a hole. But then this man shows up in town and she's trying to keep it from him that Colin is in the hole, but then he finds out and then they try to figure out how to get him out of the hole together. And I thought it was going to be like that. And then the journey of trying to get Colin out of the hole, they fall in love. And that's kind of it, but not it at all.
Oh, I can't believe they didn't talk about her being like the fact that he was married.
Yeah, no, it didn't say any of that. It made it seem like Colin was her boyfriend. Like she, like everyone in this town loved her, but she had Colin, and then Colin fell into a hole, and then this mysterious man comes to town to get Colin out of the hole. I thought the guy who shows up in town had something to do with the hole. That would make sense, right? Because he shows up in town right as Colin falls into a hole. But then the whole thing is that he is there to collect some debts. Because Colin, I guess, is like, he gambles a little. And it's like, well, that doesn't make sense. You should make the man who's there because the hole, and he knows about the hole. That would be interesting.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a good...
Or it's like he showed up in town because Colin fell into the hole, and like he showed up in town because he's actually her true love and Colin fell into a hole so that society would stop her from having an affair with this man who's not her love. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah. Or like Colin falls into the hole because the hole appeared once this guy entered the town, like once his foot, or I guess,
yeah,
rolled over that line that marks the town where the town starts. And it's like, oh, like Once Upon a Time, isn't it? Like once she like appeared in the town, everything changed. Like,
yeah,
maybe, you know, but no,
no. He just and then he disappears for half the movie because he gets arrested for stealing a bike. And then he's just in jail. But he also makes her realize that she's not in love with Colin, but it's like, we could probably tell that she wasn't in love with Colin. Also, no offense, but like Colin just like being like, I'm in a hole and this is really great. It's like, she wasn't falling in love with him. And like, that's not like, that's not a way to win a woman over. It's like, I'm in a hole. You know? He wasn't leading man after he fell into that hole. So,
you know what I thought of? Like, first of all, I was like, I can't believe he's so relaxed about being in the hole. Yeah. If that happened to me, I would not. Like, I wouldn't be like, this is great. I might have a little hungry, but.
Yeah. He's also like naked in that hole.
The other thing I thought of, I was like, did he shit while
he was, because he was eating because he got hungry. So I don't know.
It didn't. When she threw the like coins in there, they reached him a lot faster than I was. Like, that's way too much rope for.
Yeah.
For the. Yeah. Not to be that nerd, but I was like, I don't think it was that deep.
Yeah, it's not that I don't deep. We didn't get, since we don't know the point of the hole, we didn't get the hole's magic and logic, so we don't know the hole. Maybe the hole is it changes size depending on what's being thrown down. So like coins, it's like,
oh, ooh.
But for rope, it's like, no, we're not going to let you out of the hole yet. You're not ready. You haven't learned your lesson. I don't know.
I buy that. That's
yeah.
Very...
The hole is its own character.
It took the leading role from.
Yeah. Colin. It did. It was like, Colin, we don't want you in this movie. By the way, what is your favorite Colin Hanks movie?
So I'm okay to admit it. I did not really know if I had seen any Colin Hanks movies. But I love King Kong, so there you go.
That movie's very long.
I hadn't seen it since, because I saw it in theaters when it came out, and then like never saw it again until this past Christmas, because it was like on TV for like, I don't know, that holiday time apparently. But I was like, oh my god, wait, this was such a good movie. Why wasn't I obsessed with it when I first came out? And I watched it like 5 times because I was like, it's so good. Anyway,
it's good, but it's very long. I feel like it could be cut down a lot.
Oh, it could. It bothered me when I first saw it, the length, but then when I rewatched it a couple of months ago, I was like, I don't care that it's this long. I want to watch it again. Yeah.
It could be, nowadays, it probably could be a really good mini series.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Keep calling in, though. But yeah, I liked it. It was very long. I just felt bad for King Kong. I was like, he just wants Naomi Watts, and he just wants, you know, to hang out in New York City and have a good time. But everyone's attacking him.
He wants to ice skate.
Yeah. Oh. So sad. So this movie, so that basically they find out he's in the hole. His wife is like really sad about him being in the hole because he was going to have an affair with Lucy, but they didn't. And then they talk about love for a long time. And I guess they come to the conclusion that, like, the wife is like, I still love you, even though you're in a hole because you were going to have an affair with another woman. And then Lucy's like, I don't love Colin. Yeah.
So convinced that she loved him, though. She confessed it to the other women that, like, wait, did she confess that she loved him? When she told the truth about, like, she was like, he was at my house because we were gonna have an affair.
Yeah.
Did she say that she loved him? And they were like,
yeah.
Oh, like, well, you.
Yeah, she said that she did, but then she said that she finds him annoying, and they're like, well, that happens to all of us. And then I was thinking, that actually made me have like a moment of like thought, and I was like, you know, that's true, because like most marriages, I feel like after a while, like, yeah, you love them, but you still some people don't have that little spark that they had when they first met, you know?
Yeah.
It fades. So I was like, honestly, okay. I relate to that, because I was like, thinking about all of my old celebrity crushes, and it's like, yeah, I kind of like, I used to be like, oh my god, Nick Jonas, I love you so much, everything that you do is so hot and so great and wonderful, and now I'm like, ugh, Nick. it's like I love him, but like, you know.
Okay. Yeah. I know that this happened.
This is about really- Nick.
Yeah,
it's been since I watched Married to Jonas. And Nick was like being very rude to Kevin and Danielle about when they should get pregnant because of the tour schedule. And I was like, Nick, you're being kind of a butt right now. And I don't appreciate that. And that's when I was like, you know what? I don't actually know Nick Jonas. And I feel like we probably wouldn't actually really get along.
I'm pretty sure that was scripted.
No. And then he was the reason why the band broke up, because he was like too serious and he was very full of himself, and like it's known that he was kind of he was the villain of the group. And I was like, oh, wow. You know, Nick, you are very talented and I do think you're hot and I love you. I will always love you. But I don't think that we can be married anymore. That's what I would say if we were married.
You're thinking of it like you already know the person pretty well when you get married, but like you see another side of them after being together longer. Is that what you're saying? Because
I think so. Or just like, you know, like the butterflies in my stomach of seeing him perform are like not as strong anymore. I'm like, yeah, I love you when you look me in the eyes and you sing when you look me in the eyes. I still scream. But like,
it's different.
It's different. You know, it's like the married for 30 years thing. It's like, you know, it's different. I still love you, but it's different, you know? And that's kind of what they were talking about. They're like, no, I still love my husband, but I still find him annoying. And it's like, oh yeah, I get that.
That's where,
and then what, huh?
Sorry, I was gonna say that's where I think a movie like Bridesmaids does it much better.
But oh yeah, for sure. This movie, I'm not giving this movie any credit at all, but it did make me think. I was like, yeah, no, I get that. Like, you know, I get it. You know, I love BTS right now. But like if I actually hung out with them, I have to be realistic. It would be very complicated because we don't speak the same language. So,
well, you can hang out with RM.
Yeah. But he would also, but he would get annoyed with me because he's like, I'm speaking your language. Why can't you speak mine? It's like, because I am dumb. I tried learning a different language in high school and all I got was a few phrases. Like, I can do well in Germany. I can probably get around. But I'm not going to have a full conversation in German.
You never did.
I never did what?
Everyone took a class on another language in high school, at least one other language, and they were fine.
Yeah. I did 4 years of German and I'm fine in German, but I'm not going to have full conversation. So I spent 4 years learning one language and I'm not great at it. So I got to tell you, I'm not going to be fluent in Korean anytime soon.
I mean, you know, there's other languages.
Yeah. Yeah. The language of love is the only language we need to know.
Well, also you could say that, you know, I feel like instead of just giving up on BTS after knowing all of them for a while, mm-hmm. it would just be like you would just choose a different a different person after knowing all of them and be like happy with them.
Yeah, no, I got it. Yeah, you're right. And if anything, we'll just be friends. And that's really what I care about the most, is just being friends with them.
See,
anyway,
that's how it works. I think you hate each other if it doesn't work. And you don't end up being.
Yeah.
I'm derailing.
No. Yeah. But Colin and his wife do end up getting back together. Because he says that she says that she loves him. And then he says, well, he doesn't say I love you. He says, I would give you my shirt to blow your nose on, which is love.
I thought that was cute.
Yeah. What's your definition of love?
Oh, no. No, don't make me think about this. I guess it would be like caring about another person more than yourself.
Oh, okay. I remember on a bus in high school during spring break retreat at a church, this youth pastor said that love is when you can comfortably fart in front of your partner.
Wait, did you see that movie? Is it Love and Other Disasters? The Brittany Murphy?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you gotta watch it. They literally say that in one of the scenes. He like
Oh, okay.
screenwriter is a character and he like sees a therapist and she's like describing it in the funniest way. And she's like, first start dating, you know, and then you get comfortable and then you hear boop. And it's like,
yeah,
person farted, and you just think it's the cutest little thing. And then after a while, it starts to annoy you. You don't think it's cute. Something like that.
Yeah.
You gotta
honestly, farting is like a timeline for love, you know?
How different our responses to this was. I'm like, you would risk your life for them. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No. Very serious.
I will say that I follow this one girl on TikTok who I think just started dating someone, and she keeps making TikToks about how she can't poop because she's always at her boyfriend's, and she's like, it's really causing problems. And I was like, oh yeah, that's one thing I don't. I'm like happy that I'm single, is I don't have to worry about, like, you know.
Yeah, that's really stressful. Also, I mean, I think it's less stressful in LA because in New York it was like,
yeah,
everything is so small. It's just like you can't do anything.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah. No, it's like also like you have to be super quiet in the bathroom because like their bathroom is right next to their bed, and like so it's like
it's right there.
Yeah, it's like, oh no, how embarrassing.
You get there and then the guy immediately puts on like music, and so they're like, you can do whatever you want. What are you talking about? I don't do that.
Oh man. Dating is so weird. I do have to send you a funny video of one time J-Hope from BTS did a live where he moved his ramen and it made a noise that sounded like a fart, and he was like, that was just my ramen, and then Jin comes in the room and he's like, I heard you farted on live. And then he was like, no. and then he leaves, and then there's another moment where J-Hope, because he just ate, he like kind of like hides a burp or something like that, and then Jin comes storming into the room again, and he's like, I heard you burped on live. And it was just really funny. Because so
for work, if I have my camera off and we're in a Zoom meeting, sometimes if I'll like adjust myself in my chair, you know, it like makes like a sound, like you move your foot and it's like, it just sounds like a farting, because I sometimes put my feet up on my chair. So if I'm,
yeah,
like it's the rubbing, you just hear like, and it's like, oh. it was the chair. Like, I would not do that on Zoom. I don't do that at all.
That's so funny. We should all just be more comfortable to fart. It's a human thing.
Yeah, let's just do it. Let's just first date.
Yeah, let's just start farting.
Not you. Just do
it. Honestly, I'm going to do it. And if the guy is weirded out by it, it's like, well, then you weren't the one. So it's okay. Yeah.
But going back to the movie, if you were her, would you have forgiven him?
Colin?
Yeah. Would you have that apology?
I would constantly be worried that he would be cheating again, but I would be like, if every other guy in that town was as creepy as the guys that we see in that town, then I'd be like, you know what, Colin is. And he didn't lie. He did go to the school to watch that sports game and then, but then fell into a hole. I think I would.
You would?
Would I? No. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't. But if I were her, I would. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Back.
Because she's someone who chose to get married in the first place. and live in that town.
Yeah. No, well, ooh, let's bring it back to Gilmore Girls. Lindsay mm-hmm. didn't forgive Dean.
Oh, that was dumb.
Small town girl, you know, she left yeah. him, so.
Yeah. She left him?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was right.
Yeah.
But that they also actually cheated, whereas, like, Colin was just attempting to cheat and then fell into a hole. I think she would be, like, I think she thinks that she's safe. It's, like, any time that he'll try to do this again, he'll fall into a hole. So it's, like, you better not do it again or else you're going to fall into a hole.
That's true. That could be traumatized. Well, I forgot. Did he change his mind and say it was horrible? He did, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. I don't know. I feel like he wouldn't learn.
No.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah. She should leave him. But, you know, if they had kids, maybe she would stay. But they don't have kids. So she should leave. Also, he is a gym teacher. He's probably not making that good of a salary.
You probably need to live comfortably there.
That's I don't know.
I got from, like, their neighborhood, like in the houses and everything.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, would you wouldn't take him back?
No fucking way.
Yeah, I would do it for all the people around, so they'd all be like, ah,
back in the hole right after he came out.
I was hoping that she would, but she didn't. Yeah.
I thought that was a great punishment. I was like, this should happen to everyone who cheats. Like,
yeah.
Or who's, like, intending to. You should fall.
I feel bad for Lucy. Having a hole in your living room is really scary. I would fall into it.
Yeah. Well, you could put. Yeah. I love that the coffee table, they were like, why is this so
hard? She's like, trying something new. Yeah, and then Lucy goes after the mobster dude who comes to town, and then they, I guess, are together. I don't know.
Yeah,
and that's kind of how the movie ends.
I like. Well, I noticed that he was the only guy who didn't try to get with her.
Yeah,
which obviously they did on purpose, but I thought that was cute. I thought that was a good effort at the theme of, you know, beauty and being more than that.
Yeah. Yeah, because there was, like, a whole moment where Lucy has, like, a speech where she's like, all you guys do is, like, flirt with me and you're really creepy, and like they're all like, Lucy, I love you, but then the one guy who, like, is the book nerd, he was like, yeah, we're not respectful of Lucy, we need to be more respectful.
I release you. I was like,
yeah,
so cute. She still loves to be with you, but it's cute.
Yeah. He seemed cute. You know what? Colin's wife should go with him.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Good suggestion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything?
And then she should have pushed him back into the hole, and then they should have just, like, covered the hole, like, put new wood.
Yeah.
Over it.
And he's just like, "Wee, I'm falling." And then, Well, is there anything else you liked or didn't like about No Stranger Than Love?
No.
No. Okay. Oh, well,
I did like, sorry, do we actually have time? Or
yeah.
I did like the joke about the teachers where they were just like, you're an art teacher and I'm a gym teacher. What would we ever have to do with each other? I was like, that's such a funny, like, that's such a good joke. Cause it's like, oh yeah, what two teachers, like, what two subjects would be the least likely to get along? Or like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, PE and art.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's usually also the thing that they always make fun of, like in High School Musical. I know that the gym teacher and the art teacher don't get along because it's like, what do arts have to do anything? And then always, it's always that running thing where it's like all the money's going to the sports clubs and not to the art, you know?
Mm-hmm. The jock,
the art clubs.
The quiet jock girl, she's all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo,
so
back to the golden era. Okay.
Yeah. Well, for this season of the podcast, I'm making everyone do a BuzzFeed quiz loosely based on the movie that they watched.
BuzzFeed quiz on this movie?
No, I just find BuzzFeed quizzes that are kind of related to the movie, but not really. So today I found one that says, do you really love them or is it just a crush? So you have to think about who you love or have a crush on, and we'll see if you love them or it's just a crush. Okay, do you have someone in mind? I know I do, and it's all of BTS, but this is for you.
Okay, wait. Rachel, all of my celebrity crushes are gone. Like, they've all fizzled out, except there's one who's still
okay.
No one can know him because he's Bollywood actor.
Oh, it's okay. Just have him in the back of your mind as you answer these questions. We'll find out if you're in love with him or it's just a crush.
It's totally love. I know it already.
Okay. First question. Did you hang out a lot with them before quarantine? Like, all the time, not much, occasionally, or only with other people? So since this is a Bollywood star, did you watch their movies a lot before quarantine?
Oh.
Like all the time, not much, occasionally, or only with other people?
Oh no. Okay, so it's occasionally, but you know why? Because I love him so much that like when I watch his movies, I'm like not able to like do my work for like 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
I get like, yeah. So I have to save it for also, this is like an actor from like the 60s, so he's dead.
Oh no. Okay, well, next question is,
right,
how often do you two text? Like every hour, very rarely, if at all, a few times a day, or only to make plans?
Okay, so yeah, please translate to.
Okay, so how often do you send memes of this actor to your friends?
Okay, again, this is like so unfair because like none of my friends know me.
Well,
I've told Stephanie.
Okay, so how often do you text your friends about this person? Like every hour, very rarely, if at all, a few times a day, or only to make plans? And that's only if you feel like it.
Very rarely.
Okay.
This is good.
Okay. No, this is good. This is good. Do you flirt with them? Okay, so like, I'm trying to translate this into
I should have chosen like I should have just picked a random celebrity from today.
Okay, I guess this is, do you flirt with them? Do you well, this is hard because you said he's dead. Because for me, do you flirt with them would be like me liking BTS's Instagrams, you know? But
oh, this could clearly be, how often do you watch, like, or you know, how often do you Google?
Yeah, how often do you Google him? Shamelessly, sometimes. I try, but I don't know if I'm doing it right, or nope, too shy.
What the original? Oh, flirt, right?
Yeah. Do you flirt with them? Do you Google him? shamelessly. Sometimes I try, but I don't know if I'm doing it right. Or nope, too shy.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay. Okay, now this one is hard. Do they flirt with you? Yes, they make me blush all the time. Sometimes. Not sure, but maybe. No, but I think so. Okay, so this is like when you watch a movie, do you think he's like talking to you?
No, I'm not insane.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes I'll watch a music video and I'll be like, oh, they're looking right at me.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no?
Wait, what are the options again?
Yes, they make me blush all the time. Sometimes, not sure, but maybe. Or no, I don't think so.
Let's go with the first one. Cause
yes.
This is so messed up. Might as well.
Do you find yourself constantly thinking about them? Sometimes when I'm not doing anything. All the time, not really, or only when they're around?
Only when they're around. Let's do that, because that's like, you know, if I watch something and then, yeah.
Yeah. Could you see yourself being with this person for a long time? Yeah. I think so. Heck yeah. Honestly, not really, or never really thought about it before.
Let's keep going. Let's say heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Okay, almost done. But first, we must ask if you've been honest with us so far. If not, we advise going back and answering truthfully. I've been 100% honest. I guess so. I've lied a bit, but I'll never reveal the truth. Or shut up. Just get on with it, please.
I've lied a bit, but I'll never.
Okay. Last question. Take your time on answering this. Listen to your heart. Do you think you love them? Yes. No, maybe, or only time will tell.
I'm going to say yes, even though the results are going to be like, do you even like this person? I say yes.
Okay, well, here's your results. You're in love. Your feelings for this person run really deep. If you're being honest with yourself, you'd travel to the ends of the earth for them, wouldn't you? Now, this result begs the question, do they love you too?
He does.
Wow, Jaya, you're in love.
Thanks. I really needed this. If you didn't do this, I don't know where I'd be right now.
Yeah.
What would I do?
Yeah. Now you can go listen to some Taylor Swift songs and really relate to them because you're in love. You're in love. That's a song from 1989 era. Anyway, another thing that I'm making people do for season two is Colin Hanks has a line of hankscherchiefs. They're handkerchiefs, but they're hankscherchiefs. So they have his name on them. But I'm having everyone design a hankscherchief based on the movie they saw. So based on No Stranger Than Love, what would your hankscherchief look like?
Oh, God. No, because I really want to give a really good answer because I went to art school.
Yeah.
I would have it be the floor, like the floorboards,
uh-huh,
with like the hole, the circle in the middle. And then I would have like a little text bubble coming circle that says I would give you my handkerchief.
Yeah.
Blow your nose.
Oh, that's so smart.
Thanks. I went to art school. I paid a lot of money to be able to answer that question.
And you did a great job. I would buy it. Colin, if you're listening. Okay, now comes the time where we rate this movie out of 5 Colin Hankses. How many Colin Hankses do you give No Stranger Than Love?
Well, how much is a Colin Hanks worth?
I don't know. It's like 5 stars.
I know. I was just being an asshole.
Okay.
Yeah. How many would I would give 2.
2? Okay.
But I'm hard. I'm difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll give this a...
You're nice.
I'm going to give it a 2.5, right in the middle. So 2 Collins and a Chet. And because I feel like it wasn't much of a movie. I will say I didn't learn much from it. I did have a moment of epiphany where I was like, oh my gosh, if I was married to Nick Jonas, yeah, I'd still love him, but I would find him annoying. anyway, but other than that, it was just a whatever movie. I did enjoy that Colin was in it for the entire time, basically, because a lot of his movies, he plays a bit part where he's there for like 5 seconds and then never again. At least he was consistently through the movie, even though he wasn't actually in the movie a lot. So that was very sad for me because I like to see Colin act, you know, he does a great job with his voice, but we want to see him. So yeah, I'll give it 2.5 Collins out of 5. So right down the middle. It's free to watch on YouTube, so go ahead and just watch it if you want.
Or pay to rent and, you know.
Yeah, I didn't even look at the budget of this movie and see, because I doubt it made that much, because it seemed like an indie film.
The indie filmmaker.
Yeah, support. I don't think they even have a budget listed on IMDb. Oh, well. Oh well, support your local indie films. Well, Jaya, is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
You didn't prep me for this part. No.
No, it's okay. You don't have to. Okay. Well, where can people find you? Is there anything you want to plug, promote?
Oh, no.
No?
What? I'm never on any of my social media, so I'm so sorry.
Is there a show that people should watch that you wrote?
Yes, watch Thomas and Friends. All Engines Go. It's a preschool show, so maybe not really for your listeners, but it's an adorable reboot of the classic with 2D animation. So, you know, it's a new take on a beloved classic. So go watch that if you haven't and you loved, well, no, I've heard some mixed reviews because people love the old one too much, but watch it. I really feel that. And I'm also working on a show right now called Be Happy, which is going to be out soon. And it's okay for me to talk about it because it's been announced officially. So when it does come out, and I can't even say when it's coming out. Oh, but when it does, it's going to be on Netflix. And you should also check that out.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Plugs.
No, that was actually better than some of my other friends who are just like, I don't know, I have an Instagram, but I don't post. And it's like, well, you know, great. You gave people an assignment and an assignment for the future, too. So,
yeah. Yeah, as you can tell, I leave really entertaining voice messages for people.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you for being my guest today. It was very fun to talk to you. And you know what? Our opinions are correct because we spent a lot of money at one of the best film schools in the country. So, right?
You said it's the best. I read somewhere that you said it was the best.
It was. When we went to it, because at the time we were the only film school still doing film, but now that they only do digital, I think USC is like the best, right?
We're still, but we're indie.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like a like
yeah.
A,
yeah. If you want to do a movie where you're naked in a bathtub, NYU is the number one film school. I think it is also one of the best for animation, right? I don't know. I don't know anything.
I took animation classes for 1 year.
They yeah, were great,
but I can't really speak.
I don't know.
Animation person.
Yeah. Everyone I went to film school is not really making films, so everyone I know, I mean, I like you're the closest to actually doing what you went to school for, I think.
Oh no. I think that's such a depressing
but anyways, our opinions are correct about this movie because we got the greatest education that we could when we went to school. And we edited movies on Steambex.
Yes.
Yeah. Which are like really big machines where you cut and slice film in them. Yeah, we're cool. Okay. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Jaya, for being my guest.
For having me.
And
so much.
Yeah.
I loved chatting with you.
Yeah, me too. And thanks for listening. Okay, bye.
It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, a Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks.